to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady. How the heck are you, Pam?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm happy in summertime. I like it when it's warm.
And it is warm, and it is steamy. And it is wet.
But I don't mind the muggy either.
Don't you?
Okay. No, not at all. Yeah. In fact, it's kind of funny. I don't even have to ask what the humidity is. I just look at my hair in the morning because
it's your barometer.
Yeah, it is. When it's super humid, my hair just goes boing, and I can't do anything with it. I just say, well, hello, hair. What would you like to do today? Okay, I'm good with that. And then when it's super dry, it's like straight, and I can style it and do stuff with it. Like today, it's like whatever. I can't do anything. So that's how I judge the weather.
So you don't need a barometer.
No.
There you go. we can't, it wouldn't be a show if we didn't start out with, how are the bees doing? Because they must be in the, in the middle of their prime season.
Yeah, this is. They call it the nectar flow.
Okay.
We've had so much rain recently. And when it's super rainy like this, the bees can't go out. They would drown, to stay in the hive. So they have to wait until the rain stops and the sun comes out. And then, oh my word, when it does get sunny, they are so, so busy just making up for lost time.
I was going to say they have to make up for the time then, huh?
Yeah. And right now, we start out with 10 hives this spring, and one of them, I think it had a really weak queen to begin with and didn't make it. So we're down to 9 hives right now. But there were 4 that made it through the winter, and those are very strong hives. And he already has 2 supers. That's the, you've got the 2 basic brood boxes that they live in. We don't really mess with them too much at all. And then up above are the supers, and those are the boxes full of frames that are honey that we keep. And with the strong hives, they all have a couple supers on them already, and some of them already have 3. And so he said they're all just doing so well. He's checking them all the time and adding supers now, continuing. In fact, he was laughing. He goes, I'm going to need a ladder pretty soon because they get taller and taller, as you add the supers to them.
I suppose.
Yeah. Wow. I think the most he's ever added is 4, and that is, that's a lot.
Now, with this rain and this moisture, when it does the sun come out, does that help the nectar flow? I mean, is there more that the bees, is it easier for them to gather up the nectar or the pollen, whatever it is, as opposed to in a dry year like last year?
I think all that really matters to them is what flowers are blooming.
Okay, but do more of them bloom when it's this wet?
I don't know. Well, judging by my raspberries and my blackberries, holy Toledo.
Okay.
Oh, my blackberry bushes. I don't know when I have seen so many blackberries on my bushes. And then knowing that they all had to blossom,
That would be a lot of flowers.
That would be a lot of flowers. So we'll probably have a lot of blackberry and raspberry flavored honey.
There you go. you go.
And the dandelions, of course, are over with, and like all the apple blossoms and, the early blossoms, those are pretty much over, the main part of it at least. But right now there's a lot of clover. Plentiful and a lot of wildflowers. You see them on the side of the road. Bees love all of them. And did you know, just an interesting fact, bees love purple. They're very drawn to lavender.
To the color? Really? Yeah. I didn't know they could
blue
see color.
Blue and purple, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they see it like we see it.
Right.
But they're very drawn to it.
Whatever that. That is neat.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, Pam, what's the Hastings update this week?
Well,
we'll talk about where we're heading here.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to show you. This is the most that I've had on the sheet for quite a while.
Folks, it's a 8.5 by 11, one whole side, and that's what, about a 10 font maybe?
Yeah, I think something like
and
that.
The back is full. Over half full. I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, about two-thirds full.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now there are 138 that popped up. And, okay, out of the 138, 54 of them are the active ones, either coming soon or active. And then all the rest of them are either pending or closed in the last 30 days. So what it tells me is there has been a lot of activity going on. And I've noticed an uptick in activity, too, just with myself. Some buyers just, was it yesterday or the day before, put in an offer, and it was in multiples. I mean, there weren't a lot of multiple, you know, competing ones, but there was more than one. And so that's a good sign. That's that's a very good sign.
That is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, our topic of the week, the 10 steps to buying a home, number 5.
Yeah.
We're at number 5. We're halfway through.
Yep.
We're halfway through.
Yeah, and I'm kind of toward the end, we'll probably get through more than one at one time. But, you know, we were talking the last time about the process of looking for houses, and I got partway into it, and then I didn't get to finish. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the looking at houses.
Okay.
Even before I go into making your offer, because one thing that I do with my buyers is we sit down at the computer and we go into my back office. I think I mentioned that to you before. And it's such a really good tool, because then I can really mark off to the street. I can draw a map of where, you know, they would like to focus their search. You know, we could make it very broad or very narrow. And then I send them out, they get, and they can choose how they want to get it. The most common way, if they're very actively and intensively looking, they get in real time, the minute something within that matrix, and they, within that matrix, not just location, but the price, the, any other things that are super important. If they absolutely have to have a 3-car garage, then I'll put that in, or, you know, whatever other things are important to them. So within that matrix, the second it comes on the market, onto the MLS, they get a notification. Or if it's something they might have been keeping their eye on, if a price drops, they get a notification for that too. So we can, like, right then and there, go take a look at it if it's something that they're interested in. So That's something that I can set up that they can't really do themselves. They can do some searches themselves, but I can make it very, very custom to what they want. And then what I suggest is I always tell them, okay, if there's something you want to see, let me know, and then I can schedule several in a row, like tonight. I'm going to be meeting up with a couple of my buyers, and we've got about a half a dozen that we're going to be looking at, you know, just go bam, 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 bam. Because it's always good, especially at the beginning, to look at a lot of houses, because that's how you get a feel for what you like, what you don't like, what you can afford, you know, what you can get for the money you want to spend. And maybe you need to start making some hard decisions about, well, I really wanted this, but I can live without it because there are other things that I have to have, you know, so you can kind of you refine that, you know, as you go along. And then a good idea, if there's a house that you see online that you think that you might be interested in, hop in the car. Go drive around the neighborhood.
Okay.
Check it out. See if you like what you see. I've heard some horror stories about, oh, the house was beautiful. We loved the house. But there were, you know, things in the neighborhood that they couldn't live with. One, they really liked the house. It had a nice backyard. Directly behind them were a house. They had 5 dogs, and the whole time they were there, they were at the fence yipping and barking, and oh, it was miserable. And they said, we can't live with that. We just can't live with that, which was too bad. I felt bad for the sellers, because that's not something that they could have control, you know, right. over. But that's kind of a good idea, though, to go drive around. And even, and I know my buyers do this a lot, we have some showing scheduled tonight. I know that they're going to be driving around. And, you know, I know when your kids were looking for, your grandkids were looking for a house, you came to many of the showings. And this, I am so happy when that happens. I have one young couple. This is their first home. And the parents, both sets of parents, have been coming to most of the showings. And when they couldn't, maybe a sibling or somebody came along. Just that extra set of eyes makes mm-hmm. such a difference. And then when they, for example, something needs to be repaired, and the dad is like, oh, yeah, I know how to do that. Don't worry about it. We can take care of that.
Yep.
Or there's something else that there was just one that comes to my mind recently where he was saying, oh, look at these windows, you know. He goes, mm-hmm. I know how much it costs to repair them. And it just pointing out different things you know, I try to catch everything, but having additional eyes and ears mm-hmm. helps a lot.
It does.
Yep, yep.
Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam or the Bee Lady. It'll get to the same
It'll get to me.
You bet. Well, yeah, that's kind of neat when... you know, good, strong families in the United States or any country is what makes the world turn. I don't mm-hmm. care where you live,
yep.
who you are.
Yep.
It's a strong family
mm-hmm.
nucleus like that because yep. you had
looking
a great,
out for each other.
Yes, exactly. They have mm-hmm. each other's back, and you
yep.
can always depend on family.
Yep.
Well, you know, if it's a good, strong one. And
yep.
you're right, that extra set of because the husband and wife are looking for some certain things, and somebody else going in, another parent or grandparent, sees something different.
Yeah, and sometimes you can be taken in by the cosmetics.
Yes,
and
yes.
totally miss
mm-hmm.
the things that you really should be looking for.
Yep.
There was a house here recently we looked at, and I've seen this many, many times, where the foundation, and I was kind of a little bit suspicious about this because there was a pretty good-sized tree in the backyard, closer to the house than I would have liked.
Okay.
And down in the basement, you could see on the wall, on the side of the tree, a horizontal crack going all the way across, and it was pushed in. On the upper side, about an inch, you know. So you could see that there was some pressure pushing from outside. And I'm assuming it was probably the roots, you know, from
mm-hmm.
from the tree. Sometimes it's water, you know. But it's important to, and sometimes experienced eyes looking with you see
mm-hmm.
those things. Yeah. Now, when you're looking to buy a home, there are a lot of things that are important to consider.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have, you know, the basics, you know, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, how many square feet, does it have a garage, you know, even simple things like the yard. There have been some lovely, lovely homes, but if you have children, for example, this one house I remember looking at had no yard, because there was a very short area between the house, and then it was a steep, steep drop-off, I mean very steep, down into a beautiful wooded creek area. But they had children, and it was just not appropriate. It would be appropriate for somebody that did not have kids, that because the view was spectacular. But it wasn't appropriate for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really know that always unless you get over there to see it. There's the obvious things that you think about is like the price and where it's located. By location, and there's a lot of elements to that. Because, you know, You can change just about everything else about a house, but you can't change the location.
Right.
Yeah, how far is it to work? When you're coming out the front door or when you're turning, is there a busy road close by? That will never go away.
It's true.
Yeah. How far is it from schools or shopping or different things that you are important to you? And look around the neighborhood, you know, because you're going to be looking at your neighbor's houses. And
yeah, you can't change those either.
You can't change those either. And when I see nice neighbors, you know, and sometimes, you know, families with kids, they see, look at, they've got, obviously they've got kids, you know, in the neighborhood. You can see that, well, there's kids maybe out playing in the yards or swing sets and stuff like that in the backyards. But there are a few other things that you might not think of, you know, off the top. And one of those is energy efficiency. For example, that the house with the windows that needed to be replaced, I could see gaps. You know, you knew in the wintertime it had to be horribly drafty. They were beautiful. It was the finishing, everything was, it was staged so beautifully. But I thought, oh my word, this is just, they're going to have to replace those windows, you know. Or a really good thing to do in the wintertime is when you're driving through a neighborhood, look at the roofs. Because if there's been snow recently and you see the roof is all cleared, it's all melted and gone, it means that the heat is leaking out the top. If you see it's still just full of snow, well, actually, that's a good sign.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And parking is another thing. Did you know that if your driveway is on a hill, you're really best off if you're facing the south side because it's going to melt faster, you know? And think, you know, are you going to have a lot of company coming over? Is there ample parking for your guests? Is there room out in the yard to do the type of activities that are important to you? And are we running out of time?
Yeah, we are. I'm sorry. We have about 15 seconds.
Okay. Well, I'll just say I've got more to talk about, but I'll start here. Some of the things to be careful about, to watch for. We'll talk about next time.
Next time. Well, Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call. 651-319-1298.
Thank you, Pam. It's been fun and a lot of information.
Good.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor, Pam Collins, or the B-Lady, if you'd like to get a hold of Pam, you can give her a call at 651-319-1298, or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty Office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam. This is KDWA. AM 1460, FM 97.7, around the world at kdwa.com, and we're in Hastings.